This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on Wednesday, April 23rd, 2014. Should have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Okay, we're going to vacate our seats up here at the dais. Because the final item on our agenda is a discussion of management and administrative matters. Mr. Palmer, I believe we have Jeff Chumley and Wei Liu to demonstrate the enhanced and expanded search capability on the FEC's website. Until now, the search capabilities of the FEC's website required independent, discrete queries of separate databases, and my understanding is that now any member of the public can use our website to access resource areas, including campaign finance data, matters under review, and advisory opinions in a single search. And this is the first of several website enhancements that are underway at the Commission. There are other enhancements, and Commissioner Walther and Vice Chair Ravel are very involved in those enhancements, and we'll be involving the public in some of those enhancements very soon. But let us get this presentation by Mr. Chumley and Mr. Liu.
Yes, the ones that shine on the screen need to go on.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is on. For years, websites worked pretty much the same way as your computer with files and folder structures. And a web page or a PDF would sit in a folder on a web server waiting for someone to click on a link, retrieve the file, and display it on the screen. It worked really well. And search technology for websites was based on that model. The search engine knew where all the files were in all the folders, and when it displayed a link and you clicked on it, it would retrieve the file. In recent years, many websites have gone to a more dynamic model where maybe in addition to files and folders or instead of, they store data in databases. And when you click on a link, rather than displaying an existing page, an application retrieves data from a database, creates a web page on the fly, it's a virtual web page, and displays it for the user. Now, the person looking at the page doesn't necessarily know the difference. I mean, it's a web page. However, search engine definitely knows the difference, and that web page is invisible to a typical search engine. It doesn't exist until you click on the link. So as you might figure, the people who make search engines have taken care of that. And now there are search engines out there that can crawl into databases as well as files and return results from multiple sources. And that's what we're here to talk about today. Because as of today, when you go to our website and you do a search on our website, you not only search our static content, which is the files and folders, but we've added the ability to search 10 different data sources in addition to the files and the folders. So you get a much more complete picture of the whatever you're searching for. To do that, to demonstrate this, I'm going to do four searches. The first, just a large search to return something from all the data sources so we can see the data sources. Then I'll do another that's a more realistic example of how you might use the different data sources. A third search to show how we've combined two different searchable systems into a single data source. And the last one, just an example, now that we have so many more data sources and so much more data coming back, an example of how you might help narrow down the focus of your search a little bit. So you can see on our website up on the screen, to get to the new search engine is just like the old search engine. Go to the little box in the upper right and search type in a search term. And I'm going to use Smith because I know it returns a lot of hits. I also know that you can't see very well from back there. So I just learned this little trick the other day. You can zoom in pretty easily. Okay. Now, you can see on the right-hand side of the screen is pretty typical of returns from a search system. I mean, it's a bunch of links with a little information about each one. Anybody that's familiar with our website will notice that on the left-hand side of the page, and I am right-left challenged, by the way, so I'm going to point, on the left-hand side of the page, we have a source filter. This is a list of all the sources where data with Smith was found. And what we have is receipts, which are receipts from campaign finance reports. We have disbursements, which are disbursements from campaign finance reports. FEC.gov, which is what we would have gotten yesterday if you'd done the search, which is the static content on our website. Matters under review, which is the enforcement query system, and I'll say more about that with the later example. Other transactions, which are things like independent expenditures and coordinated expenditures, things that aren't specifically contributions or disbursements. The searchable rulemaking system, advisory opinion search system, alternative dispute resolution search, which is part of the EQS system. Committee summary and candidate summary, which is the data behind things like the House and Senate maps and the candidate committee viewer, and the admin find search, which is also, I believe, part of the EQS system. Now, for right now, because we have so much data here, because this is Smith, I don't want to actually click on any of those yet, but I will go down to this lower box called commonalities in results. The system looks at the returns that you found with your search, and it keeps track of similar sets of words and phrases that it finds within the return set. So you may search for something, but you may find something down here that's quite different from what you expected. And if you're doing a search and you're just doing research, you're not sure what you're looking for, that may be a good avenue to pursue. Draft agenda document, for instance. There are 175 draft agenda documents with the name Smith in it. Now, that might make sense because, you know, there was a Commissioner Smith. But there may be others that don't make as much sense. In fact, there he is right there. And it's just another way to look at the data. Now, second example, this is a more real-world example, I believe. I'm going to search for Facebook because it's cool and it's hip, although my children no longer think so. And it specifically returns, of course, contributions and disbursements and other transactions, because not only are they a place where you can spend money, but they have a pack. There's advisory opinion. There are 40 documents in the searchable advisory opinions that have the word Facebook in them. And that may be what I'm looking for, or I may just be looking for Facebook in general. Rulemakings, matters under review, and committee summary. Now, just because I'm curious, I want to look at the disbursements. So you click on that data source, and then, let me scroll out just a little bit. These are all disbursements that have the name Facebook involved in them. Now, you can see the way this is laid out. The first entity here made a disbursement. The second one in the parentheses is the one where the disbursement was made. So this is the Mississippi Republican Party making a disbursement to Facebook. And you can click on that, and you can see the image, and we'll do that. You can also click this little down arrow and see that the purpose of transaction also includes Facebook ads. So if you look at the image, it's the first one on the page. It's Facebook.com. I don't know if you can see that, but trust me. And Facebook ads right here in the purpose of disbursement. Now, to go back, you click on the red disbursement, and it goes back to the list from all the data sources. Now, if I go down to advisory opinions, for example, on the left, we have a list of the advisory opinions where where the word Facebook shows up, and one of them is clearly Facebook. And if I'm interested in Facebook, that's probably where I want to go. But I can also see right away that there are other advisory opinions and what they are that have at least mentioned Facebook. And if I want to click on one of these documents, it's a PDF. It opens in an Adobe PDF reader, and you can see over here, you can click through to the number of places where the word Facebook shows up, because that was my search term. And go back to the source list. And the committee summary is the last one on the list here. Of course, Facebook has a pack, and there's only one, so there's only one in the return set. And if you click on it, it goes to the candidate and committee viewer and displays the Facebook pack information in the viewer. Now, my next example is the name Noble. And the reason I use this example is because if I go to matters under review on the source list, the first two examples, you can see here that the source of this is the Matters Under Review archive system. These are I think, what, before 1994 or something like that. And the second one is from the current Matters Under Review system. But over here on the right, it's just Matters Under Review. So we've tied two different searchable systems. So you would not have to go to both of these systems and do two different searches to get the information that you can get from this one place. And finally, I use D.H. Blair. And this one also returns one from the archived Matters Under Review, but that's not why I use this example. You can see there on FEC.gov, there are 170 documents, 30 receipts, Matters Under Review. There are a number of different things. But typical of search engines, it's searching for Blair, and it's searching for D and H, and so not all of these things are D.H. Blair. The first one you can see has somebody named Deborah D. Blair, and the committee type is H. So we have a D and an H and a Blair. But this is kind of old school, actually. If you surround it with quotes and do the search, you narrow it down to just things that include D.H. Blair, a lot smaller return set. Now, like I said, that's old school. We used to do that all the time. But in recent years, people have sort of forgotten that because search engines have gotten better. But since we're returning so much data now, this helps you cut it down to size. Now, there's a help screen here as well. And there's a link at the top, the search help. That shows all of the searchable databases that are included, the legal enforcement systems, the campaign finance systems, and a little bit about how to use the search engine down at the bottom. We also have the web manager at FEC.gov. If you have any questions or comments, we'd love to hear it. And future items for the same system. You noticed how when I clicked on the committee summary, it opened the viewer, the campaign or the candidate committee viewer. Some of these other systems, like the enforcement query system, are older. They don't have the capability to pass variables to tell it, I want to look at this committee from the outside. But we can add that. So eventually, anything that you click on here will open up in its native program. If you click on an AO, it'll open the AO search system and display the AO, rather just displaying the document that you're clicking on. And I believe that's about it. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
How many years have we been working on this one?
This one, what, 2 years?
2 years, and then we need a few more years to implement internal search. I mean, this is a phase one search. This is a phase one search. For phase two, we'll have a security on top of it, have a permission on top of it, can search internal, including the email, ECM, everything we are using in here. But for now, number one thing is we need to make sure the permission is set up right and all that. But even though we can spend some time to get this infrastructure ready. For future, it will become much more beneficial once we get that improvement.
Right. In addition, I'm sorry.
Right.
You can think, in addition to being the website search, you can also think of this as a proof of concept for searching multiple databases. And then when we turn it inward, of course, each of these databases that we use internally have access controls. I can't see into a lot of the databases that OGC uses, for example. So if I did a search, it shouldn't search into those databases. So that'll all be encompassed when we apply this to the internal systems.
I want you to search
these. Well, I'm going to have full access.
Yeah, make sure you do those permissions.
just one comment on the 2 years. It was 2 years on the clock, but it wasn't a 2-year effort because there are many other activities we're working on. Some other tasks, but it's been a lot, but.
Yes, to add to that, actually, each contract only half a year's contract. Its implementation lasts 1 year, but contract was half a year's contract. So.
Well, I just want to congratulate and thank you, Jeff, Wei, and Alec. It's an excellent development, I think, for the public, and the public will benefit.
Mr. Palmer, are there any other management or administrative management? Chairman, there are no such matters.
Okay. Messina, I would just like to note that the FEC will be having a public forum.
The way I'm talking to you.
To discuss both parties on June 4th. Please help us advertise that. And on that note, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.